Chapter 3, Diet for a Small Palate. Cooking is like love. It should be entered into with abandon or not at all. Harriet Von Horn. Becky. I love variety in my life when it comes to food. The more exotic, the better. The more spice, the happier. All four of my children inherited this love of unique taste from me. We may have been out of milk, eggs, bread, and meat when they were growing up, but by golly, we always had condiments aplenty. I remember one of the kids as a teenager opening the fridge and hollering something like, "Mom, what can I make for a snack with 20 kinds of mustard, a jar of pickle relish, mango chutney, and 13 kinds of barbecue sauce?" Even today, my motto is, it's all about the sauce. But I will admit the sauce tends to be tastier when there is something edible and solid beneath it. When it comes to breakfast, however, I'm a one-note Nelly. For a year, I've munched the same breakfast between sips of coffee, a handful of almonds, and a handful of dried cherries. I'm non-functional in the morning, and it takes every sleepy neuron I own just to make coffee, much less attempt such high-functioning feats as toasting a bagel or, God forbid, pouring a bowl of cereal. Still, when it comes to same meal everyday wonders, I have to give the prize for OCD eating behaviors to my son-in-law, Rachel's husband, Jared. He gets enamored with one dish like nobody I've ever seen. He happily enjoys the same lunch every day, a peanut butter and honey sandwich, never tires of it, and never varies the formula. I am certain that if Jared lived in the day when God got on his most famous one-meal wonder streak, serving a manna-only menu for years, my laid-back son-in-law would have reacted only with gratitude and nary a complaint. He'd have sung a sincere blessing over his plain vanilla manna, freshly dropped from the heavens day after day. I, on the other hand, would be trying to spice it up in any way possible with whatever herb, plant, or cacti I could scrounge up in the desert, a Jewish version of bubba from Forrest Gump, yenta bubba. Oy vey, you can barbecue it, broil it, or bake it. I got your manna bagels, your manna matzo ball soup, your chopped liver manna. Currently, Jared is on a 2-year guacamole and tortilla chip streak. In fact, he gets a little nervous if there isn't a lineup of correctly ripening avocados on the kitchen counter. Some ripe for today.